Coming at you from my attic at the center of the universe, Toronto, Canada. This is the Recency Bias. You didn't think we still did that intro, did you? Well, sometimes we do. When I feel like it. How are you? Zach Vanoss, managing editor of rabbithabs.com, along with you here on this Sunday, the 26th of November, for the Recency Bias, our mini morning after podcast. Let's face it, not so morning after on Sundays. How you doing on this Sunday? Feeling good? The Canadians are after a 3-0 win over the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday night at the Bell Center. Not a lot of teams doing worse than the Montreal Canadiens this year. You don't get many opportunities to beat up on lower competition the way the season's gone so far for your Habs. But Saturday night welcomed that opportunity. The 6-13-4 Buffalo Sabres coming into the Bell Center. And of course, the big news in this game, the return of one Carey Price. As Down Goes Brown, friend of the podcast, wrote before the game, just kind of look at what the weekend was holding. He says, it's never boring in Montreal, and a star's big comeback gives us an opportunity to shift the narrative around this team yet again. Indeed, it does. At least for one night. But it's true, it feels like, despite the fact that we are still not yet in the month of December, this Montreal Canadiens season, while not successful by any stretch, has still had several narratives through it, throughout the kind of threading through it since things got going in early October. There was the immediate struggles right out of the gate. Even before that, there were the struggles in the preseason when people like me were saying, don't worry about it, it's preseason. Oops. Maybe I was wrong about that. In the early season out of the gate, then things seemed to fix themselves. You had Carey Price's struggles. There's been scoring struggles. There's been the missing pieces blue line. You've had Shea Weber's injury. So a lot of storylines throughout the season for these Canadians. And of course, Carey Price returning to the fold on a Saturday night when the Canadians were in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. That's certainly at least a bold indentation on yet another chapter of this season. And Price certainly putting his mark on it with a shutout performance. 36 saves. Felt like the Canadians were playing the old hits again. They got outshot 26-36, but it didn't matter. Carey Price was there to shut the door. Yeah, I could say a very nice 3-0 win. I think any W feels good right now, but a shutout from Price in his return, that's pretty decent. Does it turn the season around? Does it propel the Canadians back into the playoffs? I don't know about that. But it's a win on a Saturday night and a shutty from Carey. This season, that's pretty good. Of course, once again, no Shea Weber, missing his third straight game with that lower body injury. So once again, blue line real thin for your Montreal Canadiens. The good news is, in Weber's absence, the man we really needed to see step it up, Jeff Petrie, has done as much. Pretty much playing, I think, maybe his 3 best games of the season, or you could argue at least 3 of his 5 best games of the season, over those 3 games without Shea Weber on a night where you needed him to be good. Jeff Petrie gets the scoring going for the Montreal Canadiens. In fact, when all is said and done, would be the game-winning goal, a power play goal from Petrie, a spot that likely a shot that would have been going to Shea Weber had he been in the lineup. But Petrie's there, and he steps up, gets the Habs the game winner in the first period, his 3rd of the season. Another storyline that we've been following, in addition to the return of Carey Price, was the struggles of Alex Galchenyuk, who'd gone 12 games without a goal. Well, he pots his 1st in that stretch, his 5th of the season. That gives the Habs a 2-0 advantage through 2 periods. They take that 2-0 lead into the third, at which point I'm thinking to myself, would be real nice if the Habs just made things comfortable on this Saturday night for us all, so we didn't have to worry about things in the final minutes of the game. If they could just make it a 3-0 lead, find a way to dig down and actually get that third goal on the night and make this one feel comfortable. Well, for a moment you thought, ah, crap. Things might be turning the other way. Buffalo Sabres on a power play in third, but no. Paul Byron. Stop. Turn around. Take it the other way. Paul Byron with his 6th of the season, his first shorthanded. The kid's got wheels. 3-0 Habs. That's your final score. 5 minutes to go in the game. This is how it was a tough shutty for Carey in the return. 5 minutes left in the game, and down 3-0, the Sabres decide, what the hell? Pull the goalie. We'll go 5 minutes of 6-on-5. Meaning Price was definitely going to have to be up to the task in those final 5 minutes if he actually wanted to register a shutty in his return. Vander Kane playing the spoiler at one point. Looked like Carey Price had lost the shutout. You knew he was going to be pissed off because it was especially annoying when his own failed clearing attempt is what led to that goal, which in the end wound up being a non-goal because of goalie interference. And I got to say, I mean, I was glad for the call. I absolutely wanted the shutout for Price in the return. But like I've said on this podcast, like I've said on rabbithabs.com, like I've said on The Big Show many, many times, like I've heard our deputy editor, Ian Boisvert, saying, like I've heard us all saying, I don't know what the hell goalie interference is. I don't know why necessarily that was called goalie interference when other things have not been. For instance, the New York Rangers dragging Price out of the net and putting one in. Yeah, I'm hanging on to that one. This is the stupidest calls I've ever seen, okay? I'll be bringing it up for a while yet. But hey, no complaint. It gives Price a shutout. I just don't understand it. But we'll take it. His 40th shutout of his career. Obviously going 36 for 36. And it's a W. You beat the Sabres. You're supposed to beat the Sabres. Carey Price is back. So you get the shutout. Yeah. No complaints. Things look decent. I think the combo of Galchenyuk, Drouin, and Byron look better. I think for some reason, Max Pacioretty plays better with less skilled players, so he was fitting right in there with Deneau and Shaw. Good to go. You build on that one. You now look to Columbus on Monday night game with the Blue Jackets at the Bell Center. You also got Ottawa, who's struggling as of late coming in next week. You got Detroit, who's bad, coming in next week. So if Carey Price is back and feeling himself, maybe let's have a good week in Habs land. Let's start talking ourselves into climbing back into those playoffs, even if it seems unlikely. 9-12-3 now on the season for the Canadiens. 9 wins, 12 losses, 3 overtime losses. 6 points out of a playoff spot at the moment. Other action from around the league on Saturday night. The Capitals, they double up on the Maple Leafs 4-2. Leafs made it look interesting for a moment, but Ovechkin passing Mike Bossy for 21st all-time in goals scored in the NHL. With a scoring one against the Leafs on Saturday. The Devils edged the Red Wings 4-3. The Blackhawks beat the Panthers 4-1. In their third and final matchup of the season, the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Is this an Eastern Conference final preview? One suspects it might be. Penguins actually winning this one 5-2. That was their first win in the 3 meetings of the season between the 2 big teams in the East. New York Islanders, they double up on the Senators 2-1. The Golden Knights, they can't be stopped. 4-2 win over Arizona. The Blues double up in the Wild. That's a 6-3 score for St. Louis. Flames edge the Avalanche 3-2. Sharks shut out the Jets 4-0. I want the Jets to show up in that game. on the Jets to announce themselves in that game. Unfortunately, a 4-0 loss. I still believe in the Jets. And the Kings and Ducks go head-to-head in the Battle of the Greater LA Area. Kings winning that one by a 2-1 score. Price is back, gets the shutout. What can we say? We'll take it. It's about as good things have been for the Habs in a little while. Check that one off in a good Saturday night. Until next time, find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets for more of my tragically hip takes, my REM's night swimming takes. That's what I was tweeting about while I was watching hockey last night. Of course, follow the Bias at the Montreal Bias and find Rabid Habs at Rabid Habs. Be sure to be checking out rabidhabs.com all week long for all your Habs content. I'm sure we'll have something up there in the forum. Maybe we'll be asking, can Carey's return save the Canadiens? Discuss amongst yourselves until then. We'll see you Tuesday morning following the Monday Nighter. Till then, take care.